Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We want to thank all the new listeners for listening worldwide and all the regular ones that lift this ministry up in your prayers. We couldn't do it without your prayers, so just keep praying for us, and we appreciate it. And just join us this evening for a time of praise and worship and preaching the Word of God. We're here to just see lives changed and saved and set free and delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. So all you prayer warriors out there, just be praying for people out there that need the Lord. And we'll just lift up all these people together and see the Lord change their lives. And to the Facebook listeners out there that are listening, you can post your prayer requests and your praise reports in the comment section below, and we'll get to them and pray over them and read them. And the subject for today is, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God beseech you by us. 2 Corinthians 5:20. You know, we as Christians need to be a good example and represent Christ in a manner that is pure and holy. And, you know, the Bible tells us, the word says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And we got to represent Christ in a manner that people will see you living holy, and then they'll want what you've got. And I just thank the Lord for all the praying people that were out there praying for me when I was out in sin and headed to devil's hell. People were praying for me, and they didn't stop praying for me. And finally, I got under conviction and gave my heart to the Lord. And I just thank God for all the ones that prayed for me. And I thank God for taking me in and letting me be his own. And I just couldn't make it without him. I have to have him every day in my life. All the stuff that we go through with, if we're Christians, the Lord will help us get through them. And I just thank God for that. And, you know, we're a walking Bible to a lot of these people in this world. They watch our every move and see how we present ourselves. And so we need to present ourselves in a godly way. And we need to tell the lost that Jesus loves them and that he is there to save their lost souls, and just tell them that he'll forgive their sins. And we just need to try to win the lost before it's too late. There's so many people out there not saved, and we need to be about our Father's business trying to win the lost. And he'll give you that joy and peace and love that you don't experience when you're not a Christian, and he'll just help your life to be much better. And I just thank God for everything that he's doing. He's doing some wonderful things, and we're seeing people healed and set free and delivered, and we just thank God for that. And I just want to give out a few prayer requests, some that are pretty urgent. We have two little babies that are needing prayer. They weighed a little over a pound when they were born, and they're needing miracles. One's in California, one's here. And we just want everyone to lift these two little babies up to the Lord, asking God to touch them and heal them and touch their parents also. And Dora needs healing. She's in the hospital, and pray for her husband, Jay, also. Jeff Davis is in need of a miracle in his body. He had blood clots in his legs, and they went in and done stents, and then more developed, and they've had to cut his legs open, and he's in very much pain. He ain't able to walk. He's in the hospital, and I think he's still in ICU. But just remember Jeff Davis and Brittany and their family, and let's pray that God will get a hold of them and save them. And let's remember Vicki and Mark. They need healing in their bodies tonight. Remember our pastor tonight. And pray for all the people in the hospitals. And Brenda Carden said that she needed healing. Tim Hall says to pray for him and his wife, for their health and for their finances. So I'm going to get Kim to come around and sing a few songs for us, and then we'll get the ones on to minister there. Just tell all your friends and all your family about the broadcast, and help us share it out and like it for us so the gospel will get out farther to people that need to hear it. There's people dying and going to hell, and we need to lead them to the Lord. So you guys can be a help if you'll just like it and share it. Okay, we're going to get Tim to come out here.
I'm going to get out of this day. They're sold out. I'm sold out. Come and come one steady. I've got to tell someone who has a heart. Gotta do my part. Gotta get up off my fence today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with spirit, and keeps on blessing me. Oh, that's what the Lord has done, and turned all my sorrow. It's my joy, it's all of me. I'm proud of just being down.
Thank you.
more here. Just bear with me.
I'm not a saint, and I'm a keeper. I'm not a saint, but nothing is worse. I'm not a saint, lift up high, but say better. Sometimes we as Christians we've been up on the shelf. For a people lift our hands to pray, wait on someone else. Jesus died at Calvary, God said he did fulfill, and that is why God stands today trying to do his will. I'm not a saint, stand and pray, not a keeper. I'm not a saint, trusting in words. I'm not a saint with a heart, but amen. And if what we have is blessing, can we fail to praise his name? He said the world relates to him, to us he be the same. When he gave his life at Calvary, he did it for all men. So if I can stand and proudly say, I'm a born again, I'm not a saint. Stand and say, I'm a Jesus. I'm not a saint, trusting in words. I'm not a saint, lift up high, don't say better. Because I have wondered, Lord,
hill. That's when he takes me back, all the places I've been. There he takes so many fun things. And it breaks my heart, I'm blocking it from the start. And I've got to go tell it again.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and minister to us there.
All right, Sister Betty, you know, I want to thank God, you know, all the many blessings he gives us. And then when
Amen.
Salvation comes our way, it comes into our heart, Jesus comes in to live.
Amen.
There's something required from that moment on of us. Because I thought about
Amen.
It today. My children, my grandchildren, other people's children, people in town and all that, when they see me, I want them to see some Jesus in me. And you know what?
Amen.
It's missing today. I glorify God because he forgave me when I didn't deserve it. He died for me when I wasn't worth dying for. He bled the precious blood that I might be washed clean. And
Amen.
How in the world could I not serve him with all I've got, at least to be an, it says an ambassador, which is a representative. If I can't
Amen.
Be a representative of Jesus, then I'm going to be a representative of the devil, because there's not but two. You know, he's, life, like Tim sings that song, life's got so many choices, we make them every day. But eternity only has
Amen.
Two. And we'll either serve God or you'll serve the devil. Now, I'd like to know what you think about this. When people see you out in town, see you on the weekends, see you on vacation, who do they see you represent? Who are you? What light are you shining? You're either shining a light of darkness or the light of God. One of the two.
Right.
Or complete indifference to it. A lot of people say, I don't believe in either one. Then you're serving the devil, because he loves people like that. Hard to convince them that there is a God when they don't believe there's nothing. But praise God, we've got a God that makes a difference in us when he comes. I'm going to start reading, glory to God, right here in chapter 5, verse 17. And it says this, therefore, if any man, woman, boy, or girl, you can add that in, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old
Amen.
Things are passed away. All things are become new. Well, you know that
yes.
don't mean that you've all of a sudden got on new clothes. That don't mean that you've all of a sudden got a new hairdo or a new car or a new house. But everything in us is supposed to be made new, because the old
Amen.
Man is supposed to have died and been buried in baptism, but risen again to new life. That's what it say. You're a brand new creature, one that doesn't have sin, and shouldn't sin
Amen.
No more. And people say,
right.
that's impossible. That's impossible. Then you haven't got the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is able to keep you, seal you, sanctify you, and I'm telling you, he can hold you in his arm through the rest of your life's journey to where you, through the Spirit of God, can go forth being a light to every lost soul that you come in contact with.
Amen.
God, praise God. My kids look to me. And I know that sometimes They look to find fault in this. Well, they look to find fault in you too, if you're a Christian. And that's why this walk, if you've got to pay so much attention to listening to the Spirit instead of listening to this old fleshly junk that we're wrapped in, because the flesh is enemy to God. Bible says so, that it's not subject to the things of God, neither indeed can be. But the Spirit of God that dwells within us, if you've truly been born again and received the Holy Ghost, then you're to be an ambassador. We're going to read you. He said, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
That's a big word. A lot of people might not understand it. Think about this. You take a husband and wife that's just about to break up. They've done moved from each other, and they start going to a marriage counselor, to a preacher. They work with them, and they realize they do love each other, but they just argued so much that they couldn't figure it out. And it was missing that ingredient, that love of God in them. They could get over the fights, get over the differences they had, and start focusing on the love. Well, God reconciles us to him. Even though we were sinners, even though we was headed to a devil's hell, he forgives us, washes us in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. He sanctifies us with his Spirit within us. And he said, we're sealed until the day of redemption, glory to God, by the Spirit of God, by the sweet Holy Ghost that comes within us and lives on the inside. So when we go forward, it's not us that's representing Christ. It's Christ in us that the world ought to see. You see, James Miles, look at me. My face is starting to sag down. I'm starting to get a goozle under my chin. Glory to God. If I bend down, you see I just got a haircut. Now you can see the bald spot. But guess what? I'm still a child of God. It don't matter what I look like out here. It matters what you see from me. It matters if I can show you Jesus, if I can bring a word of help, if I can be somebody that represents the Lord. And I don't mean at home and at church. I'm talking about at Walmart. I'm talking about at the gas station. I'm talking about if you go to the fair. Whatever you do, you need to represent Jesus. They shouldn't see you reaching your hands to get a hold of that filthy thing. They shouldn't see you standing at work listening to dirty jokes and going, with the rest of them. You ought to depart from that. Walk off. And they say, what's the matter? You don't like them jokes? No, I don't like nothing that's dirty, nasty, filthy, and unholy. I stand for God. I live for God. Well, why are you that way? Because look what he's done for me. You can be that light. You can be that word of light that's out in the middle of this dark world. And but it's dark right now. These big cities, you're scared to walk down the street. You don't ever know when it'll be your turn to be shot for no reason or just knocked in the head or something wrong. They're doing it all over the place now because the love of God has escaped so many's hearts right now. And think about this. We've had people in the churches of God that were supposed to be representing God. One denomination ain't going to be talking about denomination. Ain't about that. It's about the ones that's supposed to be representing God. But they caught molesting little boys, you know. Well, we've got preachers out here today. You'll hear about them every now and then. They're supposed to have been pastoring that church and filled with the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, some woman starts coming to church and he starts lusting. And he starts looking at her and thinking bad and all that. And then he leaves his wife, leaves the church, and runs off with that woman. Who does he represent then? Think about that. It don't take but a second for you to lose what God gave you. He said, if he puts you in his hand, there ain't nothing that can take you out of his hand. Only thing is you can jump out in a minute. In just a second, you can get out and get away from God because something you're lusting at or drawed you away. But we represent Christ, not our wants, not our desires. He'll fill your desire. He said it's his pleasure to give you your heart's desire. Glory to God. Do you not understand how much he loved you? How much he done for you when he went to Calvary and took the weight of your sins upon him? Glory to God. It goes on. It says this. all things are of God. We know that. He said, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Every Christian,
amen.
You ain't got to be called to preach to tell people what God will do. Glory to God. Praise God. Think about this. You go to church, it ain't always the preacher that's getting the deepest in the spirit. It may be somebody over the side. They went to crying. All of a sudden, they're shouting and praising God. They may break loose to prophesy. God may use them to go over and touch somebody. And that spirit get on them and draw them to the altar. But why? They're representing Jesus. It's his spirit that goes out, glory, and touches somebody else. You don't know what happened. But one day, we was at Hamilton after church and went to get a bite to eat at a pizza place. And as we sat down at the table, we bowed our head, and I said a blessing, thanking God for everyone in Ashton to bless their food, our food, and bless the ones that had cooked it. Oh, you know how you pray. When I got done, there's about a four-year-old boy standing there looking at me at my table. He run back over to his table. He said, Daddy, can we pray over our food when it comes? That man looked at me and looked around and said, yeah, we can, yeah. They wasn't planning on it, but they did that day. You don't know what little thing you're going to do that could touch a soul and bring them to God.
Amen.
All I know is if we don't represent God, we represent somebody else.
Come on.
It goes on and says this. Now we are, listen, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Be ye joined back with God. The husband and wife that reconciles their marriage and comes back together, they become one again, don't they? These twain are one. If we come to know God and he lives in our heart, people, we're reconciled to God. We've been joined back together as he meant for it to be. But you can't go out this world then. Well, I'm going to live like I want now because I've been forgiven. I've been set free. Now I don't have to do it. Glory to God. That's just the start of the walk with God. When he forgives you and you get up from that altar and you feel the weight of all your sins gone and you feel totally different, you think different, you talk different, glory to God, then that ought to keep on. That ought to never leave you again. But you got to go on a little further and get a little deeper, clean your life totally up, get rid of everything that is not godly in your house, get it out, clean it up. You'll receive the Spirit, which is called the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, you won't have to think what you're going to say to witness to somebody because the Holy Ghost will bring it to your mind. Just like that, to say something to help somebody. You'll speak to them out here. Brother Yearwood used to do this. He would just start talking to somebody, say something to them, but he would turn around and be telling them about God with the next breath. That's what I learned from people that taught me different things through the years. But I've learned any conversation you start, you can turn it to God just like that. Because that's who you, that's who you want to talk about. That's who you believe in. That's who you trust. That's who blesses you each and every day. With that day, glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise to others. Show them that there's something in me that made a difference in my life. Glory to God.
Yes.
I found a woman that can bring me out of this dark, sinful pit I was digging for myself and pick me up and set my feet on the rock. Jesus Christ, the rock that'll never move, the foundation that'll never shatter, the one that can take us into glory, to live forever. Glory to God. But while we walk here, we got to walk upright. We've got to walk holy.
Amen.
People want to know, you ever looked up holy in a Christian dictionary? It says sinless and blameless. I don't want to be blamed for somebody I meet out here that I fail to show them Jesus Christ. I don't want to be up talking about a football game and never say nothing about how the Lord's blessed them kids with all that strength and energy that they can play that game. You see, something you bring about Jesus. It goes on and says this, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, people, I don't know how you believe. There's people that believe once you're in grace, you're just always in grace. Well, I'm telling you this. Once you're truly born again and the blood of Jesus washes you clean and you receive his spirit, I believe you'll walk in that spirit. I believe this is what I'm here to let you do. But I don't believe that you're saved right then forever, no matter what you do. I believe there's a consequence for everything we do in this life.
Amen. If you
don't know how to nail nails, you're going to hit your thumb or one of your fingers. If you don't know how, you're going to hit it. Because the fella next to you is just hitting it so hard. You try that, you don't know how, you'll mash one of your fingers. Glory to God. Been there, done that, learned how to do it. I learned how to serve God because he's the one that taught me. It wasn't because I was watching old brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so over here and how they did it. God will teach you how to walk and to talk and to lift his name up. Because the Spirit of God is your guide. He is your helper. It said in the Bible that the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Hallelujah, God. And when you need them, he'll bring them to your remembrance. Where them words will jump out at you. Glory to God. You can tell a Christian when you see one.
Amen.
I told this before on here. I worked at a plant in Lexington, Kentucky. I worked there 6.5 years. I went in the first while I worked there. I didn't talk much to nobody. I was kind of quiet anyway. And I went in there. I'd just work. I'd work real hard and get everything done. Machines running good. Run a lot of parts and stuff. And one day, I sat outside with a bunch of them outside the building there eating my lunch. And one of them turned to me and said, looked real funny at me and said, you're a preacher, ain't you? I never said a word about being a preacher to them. I just would not cuss. I would not listen to their dirty jokes. If they started talking foul and ugly, I'd walk off and get away from them. I prayed over my food. I don't care if they was listening or not. If I went and got a drink and a bag of chips at break, I prayed over them too. And they saw that, and he recognized God in me. He saw Jesus Christ had made a difference in my life and in the way I act, the way I talk, the way I walk, and glory to God. If you ain't living it that way, friend, you're not living it at all. This is what it says.
God.
We are ambassadors for Christ. Look at the United States. We got ambassadors all over the world, every country. Embassies set up. And the ambassador is sent there to represent the United States, our needs and our goals with that country. And yet Jesus don't rate that in a lot of people today, that they could go out and represent him. And they go out and show their lost loved ones, hey, there's a better way. Son or daughter, grandson, mother, daddy, wife, they don't do that anymore. They get out here. You go on vacation, I'll tell you this. You can go on vacation down the Gulf Shores, and you'll see people down there drinking. That's big churchgoers. You know where they go to church. They'd be maybe from my hometown. I'd see them, recognize them, and them sitting over with a big beer on the beach. Do you know how that looks to if anybody else from this church, young kids or whatever, saw them out there doing that, how that would knock them down? They'd be just like these people, glory to God, when you go to witnessing to them. They'll always tell you about somebody in the church that was supposed to be all that, and they saw them doing this or doing that. So if they make it, I know I'll make it. I don't have to do that. And people, that's the kind of thing the devil wants them to see in us. They don't want to see Jesus. The devil wants just you to show them that you can live like you want, live like you want, and you'll still make it because you're a churchgoer. Well, you're wrong. You've lied to yourself. The devil's deceiving. He's telling you a lie. He's trying to get your soul. He wants you in that lake of fire with him for forever. But glory to God. But tonight I'm telling you, there's a better way. I've got children that are lost. And I will tell you this tonight and mean it from my heart. They're not going to see nothing ungodly out of me. Because that might ruin their chance of getting saved. They're not going to see it out of me. I'm going to tell them about Jesus. I'm going to talk to them about God. I love my children. and he ain't nobody and nowhere if I'm around going to tell him different than that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and the only way to salvation is through and by him. I'll tell it right quick. Glory to God, you're lying to my kid. Shut your mouth. You can go on. And I don't care who they are. And if you can't be that way, if you can't stand up for your family, stand up for yourself when old Satan comes around telling you, listen to this, say that. Go on to Facebook. Look at this dirty joke that people put in there, them cuss words in it. And you can't take that and take it off your timeline, get rid of it, and get rid of the person that wrote it. You're not showing Jesus Christ. You're showing him. You still got lust for the world. You got a envy. All these people always laughing, cutting up, having a good time. They go to New Year's Eve parties. They go to Christmas parties. And I get down and worship Jesus. Friend, that don't make me nobody. It makes him somebody. If he can make that big a difference in a rank sinner like me's life, glory to God, and make me a child of God from what I used to be. Friend, they ain't no telling Amen. What he can make of you. They ain't no telling how far you can go in God. They ain't no telling how many souls you might bring into the kingdom, because they don't Amen. All listen to me. A lot of them don't like my preaching. Why? I preach hard sometimes. I'm not out to pet you. I'm out to tell you the truth. And glory to God, Amen. That's what Jesus said. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
I tell you about Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. If I tell you that your job on this earth as a Christian is to represent Jesus Christ wherever you go, because somebody is watching you for a measuring stick. If he's all in and he's doing this bad stuff a little bit here and there, I ought to be fine. Somebody's watching you in that way every day, every minute. Glory to God. Where I work, they used to watch me. I went over one night, fella dropped a dive place about that thick of steel, big wide piece, dropped it on my fingers. And it hurt so bad, I was about seeing red and everything. Stepped back, held my hand, I was doing this. And finally, I got a word out. I said, glory to God. And he looked at me so funny. He said, what'd you say that for? I said, they're still there, you dummy. Glory to God, it could have mashed them all. And went to laughing. Because you can represent God in the hard times. You can represent Amen. God when you're the weak. And you can represent him when he's got you on the mountaintop. But if you can't represent him all the time, don't think you can do it part of the time, because you're not representing God. You're representing you. When I feel like it, I go to church and praise God. When I don't feel good, I don't praise God. Then you're Come not on. Representing Jesus Christ. He's not a part-time God. I've got down and prayed, glory to God, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes something just bothering me so bad, I'd wake up out of sleep. I get down and go to praying, and you know what? I can get a peace on me that'll take me right back to sleep and sleep so good. If I don't sleep but an hour, I'll feel good the next day. Because God gives me the rest I need. He'll give you the rest from the devil yeah. trying to take your life over, trying to get you to mess up and say something to your wife you shouldn't, and cause a big ruin, fuss, and a row in the household where your kids can see it and hear it. Or yeah. he'll say, get you messed up so bad, you'll reach down and smack your kid in the face instead of whip that rear end like you're supposed to, and then when you do it, you got to go back and apologize to them. And your correction didn't do no good. You see, these things, we represent Jesus. He didn't come down here to beat me. He come down here to save me from me.
Amen.
He didn't come down here to save you, because the devil was so strong that he could wrap a chain around your neck and drag you anywhere. You was being led off because you wanted to go. So, friend, if you don't want to serve Jesus, he'll never make you. But if you want to represent Amen. Him, it's got to be when you wake up in the morning, you start representing God by thanking him, praising him, asking his guidance through the day. Lord, if there's somebody Amen. Needs to hear a word of encouragement, a lifting up, Lord, put them in my path. Let me know them when I see them, God. Let me be able to speak to them and tell them that wonderful name of Jesus, the only name there's hope in for a lost and dying generation, which is what we've got today. They're dying right and left, and they're dying without God. And that's partly our fault. Maybe we're not representing the Lord like we should. But praise God, any time we got started and got our feet back on the right track, glory to God, I think it's time right now that we all reached out and asked God, help me be more like Jesus, that they can see him in my life every day. Me and Brother Don, he was on there Monday night talking about he wanted to be more like God every day, be more of his spirit in him every day, where he could do more for him. If that's not your prayer, then you're already thinking that you've got everything, you got all God can give you, and you got plenty to carry you through. Friends, you don't know nothing about the devil. He don't give up. He won't quit. He'll attack you at your weakest moment, at the darkest hour in your life. He'll come, and he knows where you're weak. He knows where you're at, because we're in this flesh. But if you've got the Spirit of God, it'll rise up in you, and you'll say, not so, Satan. Get thee behind me, because I'm the one only following Jesus. And you know what? He said if you resist the devil, he'll flee to you. But it said something else first. Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Let God be your guide. Let the Holy Ghost lead you in everything you do, every decision you make, and you'll not make a wrong move. Because God is no liar. He don't come down here and get us halfway home and let us go. Well, you're on your own now. He stays with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you. Even to the end of the world, I'll still be with you. And I'll make my abode with you. I'll carry you through in them dark times. I'll carry you through when the devil is attacking on all sides. When your children seem like they're going to be lost forever. And you've prayed for years and years. I'll send somebody in their path that'll shine the light of God so bright on them that it'll bring them in. See, I've got hope for my children. You may not have none for yours, but I still got hope for mine because Jesus saved me. I want to read this right here. Comes out of chapter 2 in 1 Corinthians, and it's talking about Paul. And he's sort of like the way I want to be. He said, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Yeah, I didn't come to you with all this college talk, educated Bible talk that they give them in college. I just come to you like I am. Well, that's the way I am. I'm a country boy. I speak country. I believe it country. I believe that the Bible says that's what you got to do. I don't believe what you think matters. It's all what God said. And he said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because his crucifixion brought a change for your salvation. Glory to God. Your mercy, your grace, hallelujah, and you receiving the Spirit of the living God, the sweet Holy Ghost inside you. That's what Jesus died for, to reconcile you unto God. And he said, and I was with you in weakness. That's what I feel like. And in fear. And in much trembling. I'm not trembling because I'm getting to preach the word of God and I'm afraid. I tremble because I'm afraid I'll fail God. That I won't do it right. That it won't touch your heart. That it won't somehow get through to you. That we get an understanding. The Bible says an unction from the Holy Ghost to let us know if we're walking like we should or if we need to up our game. We need to get a little closer, a little deeper, a little stronger, a little more bold to go out and face these people in this world that are evil and tell them your ways will end up with you burning. But I'm going to tell you of a way that you can get out of the fire. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Bring it up to them. Tell them what happened to them three boys. Tell them how there was a fourth man come in the fire. Go, hallelujah, God. Glory to God. He come in the fire with them, folks. Jesus, glory to God. Praise your name. And when he come in that fire had no more power over him. And neither did the devil. Glory to God. And they come out of that fire alive and well and didn't even smell like smoke. The only thing that burnt was the ropes that I'm tied with. Now, people, that's a God we can trust. That's a God I want to represent. Daniel's pitched off in a lion's den. Lions starving to death, they so hungry. He made them pillows. Laid down, slept all night. Got up the next day, the old king ran out there early. Oh, Daniel, Daniel. He said, yes, old king, live forever. He wasn't in trouble. He knew his God was big enough to save him from whatever he got thrown into. Yeah. He could also bring him out of it. People, ain't nothing that comes on you that can make you sin. There's no temptation. There's no trial that can make you sin if you walk as a child of God in this world. We got to get back home, folks. That's where I am home. I'm listening to your house. That's your house. Home's up there. Home is with Jesus, wherever he's at. Whatever he says, do. Glory to God. You remember what they said? Glory to God. At Canaan, at the wedding, remember that? They run out of wine. And Jesus' mother went to him. Said, they've run out of wine. Said, what am I going to do with these? I'm going about the Father's business. And she looked at the servant and said, whatever he says, do it. I'm telling you to do it. Whatever he says, do it. If you'll do that, you can represent Jesus in every situation, in every trial of life, to all your children, your kinfolk, your neighbors, your city, your state, your world, because the world's looking for somebody to make sense in this mess that's going on today. They're looking for somebody that's got something that leads to hope. Faith leads to hope. But faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And praise God, that's what I'm preaching tonight. This goes on and says, hallelujah. Said in my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Yeah. And when you stand with Jesus, glory to God, you don't stand in the weakness of yourself. You stand in the power of God. When you stand there, it's a demonstration that there's a Spirit. Hallelujah, God. He's inside you. Hallelujah. And he can carry you and let you tell people just how great Jesus is, just what he's offered, just what he's got laid up in store for us one day when he comes back and we hear that trumpet sound. Glory to God. Ain't nothing can tie us down if we're living for Jesus at that time, because the power that resides in us, hallelujah, will carry us up. Hallelujah. If we're here, he said we'd be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah, God. And we can go praise up God and meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ain't that what you want for you, your family, your loved ones, your town, your state, your country? Ain't that what you want? Then do what it says. The Lord God said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
Now, see, faith, my Bible says faith is the substance of things that you're hoping for, but it's the evidence of what you hadn't seen done yet. I've got evidence that my children are going to be saved. I didn't say they wasn't going to run a long time, kicking and screaming maybe when they come in. But I'm telling you tonight, they're going to come in because Daddy loves them. And every day, every night, Daddy's praying for them, crying out to God. I cry, hot tears runs off my face. I'll say it like it, my nose runs like a fountain. But I pray that my children come to know the salvation of God, the power of God, the deliverance of God. Hallelujah. And if you don't want to share that with the world, it's because you've never known it. And that's the why they say it's too rough. My preaching is too rough because I say stuff like that. But if you don't want to share Jesus, I truly believe in my heart, it's because you don't know him as your Savior. You might have
read it.
And you might have come part way through, but you hadn't finished the job. You got to have the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, inside you to have the power of God resting with you. He told them, glory to God, the first chapter of Acts, he said, after that the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. You'll receive power from on high. And people says, well, I don't believe in the Spirit. Then you don't believe in God. God is a Spirit.
Amen.
It says so in the Word. And glory to God. So them that worship Him must, that's a commandment, must worship
Amen.
Him in the Spirit and in the truth. Glory to God. Well, if you worship
Amen.
Him, that part, hallelujah, God. If we're worshiping that way, hallelujah, then we can represent Him out here in this world. It might
Amen.
Get bad. I've had people cuss me at work, cuss me different places for telling them about God. Had one man get right in my face like this and just telling me off, cussing me, all that because I told him about Jesus and he's going to be coming back for the children of disobedience to cast them in a lake of fire. I said, but there's an escape route. And he told me he didn't want to hear that Christian blank, 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 blank. And I was a blank, 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 blank. I stood there and let him cuss me. And I said, but God still loves you. That's why he got me to talk to you. Because he wants to see you saved.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, turned around and walked off. You know, we can resist that devil. He can't stand
Amen.
Up to the word of God. If you remember, Jesus fasted 40 days and nights in the wilderness. And then he was tempted of the devil. And the devil came, well, tell him, do this, do that. Jesus just, he just quoted the scriptures to him. Because the devil
Amen.
That the scriptures is the word of God, and that the word of God was the truth, and that's what we're supposed to live by, because he said the truth will set you free. Who the Son
yes,
has set free, you're free indeed. Friend, we're free to live the life that we choose to live. We sure are. And you need to make a decision today, tonight, at this hour.
Amen.
Who are you going to serve? How are you going to live? How are you going to tell your kids of somebody that you don't know? How are you going to tell them of a way of escape out of this evil, crooked, and perverse world into a world where there's no sickness, no sorrow, no death, no crying? None of that will ever even be remembered anymore if you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life. If we have the
yes.
life of Christ living within us, there's no limit. You say, well, I'm not good at talking to people. Brother, I wasn't called to preach. I didn't say be a preacher. I said be a representative of Jesus Christ. Be an
Amen.
Ambassador for Christ wherever you go, whatever the situation. Glory to God. He tells the preachers, glory to God, to be instant, in season, out of season, reproving and rebuking with all long-suffering and doctrine. Glory to God. Keep bringing that word. Preachers, don't let up. Don't yield in. Don't go to them newfangled Bibles. Stay in the one that works. Stay in the true old path of God. Because it's the only thing going to see us through in the end.
Yeah.
He said,
Amen.
He said, how be it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world, ooh, unto our glory. See, this word
Amen.
That I'm preaching tonight, it's not to profit the lost in the world out here. It's to profit them that listen to the word. The ones that decide and make up their mind, I'm going to live what the word of God says. I'm going to apply it to my life so that everybody out here can see and know who I believe in and who I'm following. And if I get a chance, I'm going to tell them about him because I want them to see him in me.
Amen.
As you say, well, I'm one of the least Christians in my church. Good. If you're still a Christian, because you can reach somebody that the preacher can't. Maybe your grandma and grandpa couldn't reach them. Maybe mom and daddy couldn't reach them. But maybe you can. Because he gives us words, different ones, different things that touches right into the hearts of people. But
Amen.
We can't represent Christ. We're going to let it lay to the side. Glory to God. No, I want to be a useful vessel. You know, it tells you over in, glory to God, Jeremiah, about going to the potter's house. And said he was working a work on the wheel. And it was marred in his hands. What did he just throw the clay away and start again? No. He just molded it over. And he made a vessel as it pleased him. That's what happens to us when we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. When we yield down and get down and submit ourselves unto God. He can use us. Glory to God. It don't matter how little you think you are or how big you think you are. God can use you if you'll follow after the words of Jesus Christ. If you'll go by the words in this book, you will never fail. You will never be tricked.
Amen.
You'll never be jerked backwards because the Spirit of God is yea and amen. And it'll always carry you forward. It'll carry you through the plans that everybody else is falling into. You can go past them because God will be with you. He'll guide you. He'll strengthen you. And in His power, we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too many forget that part. They think we got preachers all over America and all over the world. They think because they preach so good, well, of course, they've been to college. They've learned how to inflict their voice at the right time and all these kind of things. Don't make them a great man of God. What makes them a great man of God is yielding down, praying, and letting the tears flow. Crying out for somebody so hard that the sweat runs off of you. You're praying so hard that you don't want to get up till you hear the answer from God. It says, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I've touched him. And glory to God, then you can get up and celebrate being an ambassador of Christ unto God himself. Hallelujah. Because through him, we can reach the throne of God, the throne of mercy, the throne of salvation. Glory to God. You understand, we've got that power. Tim sings that song. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. When we ain't just got the name, we can have the Spirit of Jesus. Glory to God. Tells you in Romans 8:9, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're not none of his. But friend, glory, if you do, there's no limit to how God can use you. There's no limit to how many souls can be reached through your word. And once again, they'll say, well, I'm not good at that. Friend, you don't have to be good at it. The power of God will make you great at it.
Amen.
I know little woman in Kentucky. Her name was Geraldine. I'll never forget her. I got her picture right over here in this little shelf. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but she would break down crying, talking to people. And she'd just get their hand and pray for them right on the street, wherever she met them. If they had a need, she was praying. And she reached I don't know how many people. But it was because the love that was in her reached out and they could feel it. Well, that's the way Jesus was with me. I was lost.
Amen.
Man. But I felt the love of God reaching for me, crying out to me, telling me I could be a child of God, that I could be adopted into a royal priesthood. Glory to God. I didn't have to stay on the outside and look at the church people and go, I wonder why nothing bad ever happened to them, which it did. But it seemed like they got through it so much easier than I did because I was lost. But when I come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my life changed. Glory to God. That's when I become peculiar. And I am peculiar. I will not listen to Satan. I won't listen to you when you're talking dirty. I won't listen to people that's running the preacher down when he's up there to win your soul in. I won't listen to you when you say, I don't like that no more. They think they're everything. Glory to God. They think Jesus is everything. And you can't stand it because you don't. That's the truth in God. That's what's wrong. People judge you, look down on you, talk dirty about you, put their business, your business in their business every day, all day. But I want to put the business of saving souls, which is that was Jesus Christ, into my life and make that my business that I care if you go to a devil's hell. I care if you're not a representative of Jesus. Because somebody needs to hear your voice. And I know people all of that. I'm not big enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not this. So what? I wasn't either. But Jesus put you back on that wheel. And he'll spin you and make you a vessel of honor unto God.
Amen.
All you got to do is be willing to get back on the wheel. Because a lot of people don't preach already preached one time. When God gets to working on you and spinning you on that wheel, And he's making you just right to carry forth the Spirit of the living God. Now, a lot of them get to thinking they're done and jump off the wheel before the Master's through working them. That's the ones that, when they get forgiven, they run off from the altar. And they won't go back no more. But they hadn't finished getting the Holy Ghost. They don't have the Spirit. They try to do it on their own and seem like they can't never achieve that. I never achieved that without the Holy Ghost either. And I don't think I ever would. Glory to God. It's what it says. I'm going to read a little out of Romans before I quit. It says this right here. It said, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it's briefly comprehended in this, saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Christians, do you hear me today? If you truly love your neighbor as yourself, you don't want to see a one of them that goes into hell. You want to do your very best to represent Jesus. Every time you see them, show them love. Smile on your face. Love in your heart toward them. Tell them how much you love them, how much you appreciate them being your neighbor. They might not even speak to you. Tell them when you see them anyway. Glory to God. You can win more souls like that than you can that putting them down and stuff and talking about them and telling everybody this and that you've seen them do. Where have you seen them in town? Don't think they even like the Lord. All this kind of stuff. You can win them over with love. But you can't do it with no kind of hatred.
Yeah.
Look at this. Love worketh no evil in his name. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Friend, if you got the armor of light on today, you can walk out into this, I call it a world of darkness because it is, and you can represent God and your light will shine forth. Jesus said when he was here, he said, I am the light of the world. And he looked, drawing all men unto him. But in Matthew chapter 5, he turned and said, you are the light of the world. He's going at the right hand of the Father. And he's making intercession for me and you right now. If we slip up, if we stumble, if we fall, if we'll get back up, ask God to help us, forgive us, take us on, and start living for him again and representing Jesus, glory to God. Our light can shine in this world. Why do you think it is that a lot of them in politics hate Christians? Because they're standing for everything the devil tells them to, just to win a vote or two. And a Christian won't bend his morals to suit no man. He'll stand on what he stands on. Then I stand on this right here. It says right here, King James Bible. This is the authorized King James Version. When I read it, I know I'm reading the Word of God. When I preach it, I know I'm preaching what God would have me preach. Tonight he's telling you, I want you. You remember the old signs, Uncle Sam, with his finger pointed like that, said, I want you for the military, the army, the navy, whatever. God said, hung on the cross like this with his arms out. Said, I want you to come into my arms where I can hold you and keep you and fill you up. And I will make you an ambassador.
Amen.
Of my son, Jesus Christ. You can go forward conquering and to conquer and winning souls right out of the hand of Satan, because nothing can hold them back if I'm drawing them just right. And I'll draw them through you, your actions, your words, and your love. Don't hold back. Don't let up. Don't quit on God. He's waiting to see you really move in the Spirit. And just get a hold of somebody like out there. Invite them to church. If they won't go to church, say, well, you care if I pray for you? Pray Amen. For them. Ask God to save their soul. Ask Him to bring them to church that you love for them to be your brother or sister. Let them know that. Pray for them. And you'll see things change in this world, not just in us. First,
Amen.
You've got to get in the right place with God, a right mind with God, a right heart with God. Then we can represent the Lord Jesus Christ in everything we do. And don't think I'm one of them that says, I ain't never failed in that. I failed in everything I tried for. But I didn't quit. And now I can go and do for Him.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to be in Tennessee up there with Brother Don, Sister Betty and them, the 21st, 22nd, be up there with them in church, and the 23rd, be up there with them. And I am looking so forward to it. Because we're going to get in and we're going to praise God and have a good time.
Amen.
Let people see that we love the Lord more than life, because He is the life. Friend, I'm asking,
Amen.
Is He your life? If He's not your life tonight, I ask you, please, listen to these words and ask yourself, how have I represented the Lord this week? How have I represented Him in my
Amen.
Daily walk and talk? Because if you can't find a place where you represented Jesus Christ, you represented somebody.
Amen.
They saw somebody in you. Who do you think it was if it wasn't Jesus? I ask you to think on that and pray on that. And if you see some fault in you, ask God to forgive you, to correct you, to bring you back to the place He'd have you be. And that's in the arms of Jesus, walking in His love and His power. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you for a while.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and appreciate the good word of God. I see that we have another call in here. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling in from Bonnell Full Gospel Church. How you all doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. We're blessed. I'm going to have Tim to come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll get you to obey the Lord.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh, Lord, I'm stopping, trying to make it through this barren land. As I go from day to day, I can hear my Savior say, "Trust me, Lord, the moment I will hold your hand. I'm coming up on the roadside of the mountain. I must come to God in His powerful hands. I'm coming up to the mountain on the right side of the mountain. I'm too weak, Father, to make it in. I'm coming up for, yeah, although my burden sometimes He pressed me down, but if I can only keep the faith, I'll have the strength to run this race. I'm looking for my story crown. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I must hold to God
hallelujah, but I got to stand before God's throne. All my heartaches will be gone. I'll hear my Savior say, welcome home. I'm coming up. All the mountains, all the mountains, I'm going home to God. If I'm going, I'm coming up to let Jesus over us die. On the mountain, I'll give me my best to make it in. I'm coming up. All the rough on the mountain, I'm going home to God. If I'm going, I'm coming up, gonna see that all the rough
mountain. I'll be with my
best to make it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay, brother. Brother, you can go ahead and obey the Lord.
Yeah, first I want to say, you know, I love the Lord and give him all the glory because he's worthy of all the praises and glory. And if it weren't for the Lord, you know, we'd be like it was before, you know, we'd be lost and didn't know which way to go, didn't know how to do or didn't know what to do, and had nobody to point us in the right direction. But praise God, I thank Jesus Christ for coming in my heart, and he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So I want to thank him for that and thank him for everything he's done so far, and thank him for what he's going to do, because I know that he's got through blessing us, you know, praise God. I was going to read here 2 Corinthians and 5. I started over here 18 here. And all things of God whom had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and how give to us the ministry of reconciliation, I guess it's right, to what that God was in Christ reconciliating the word unto himself, not in putting their transgressions into them. He had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Who then are we ambassadors of Christ, as through God did beseech you by us? We pray for you in Christ. Be ye reconciled unto God, for he had made him to be sin for us who know no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And you know, some people don't realize that. They say, you know, they have a Christmas play every year, and some of them even on Easter, you know, they'll put somebody on the cross and have an Easter play and all this stuff, you know. But they put Jesus right back up on the cross, you know. I got more to worry about than that. I know that he's not on the cross. I know that he's not in the tomb. but I do know that he's in my heart, praise God. And I, and if I can reconcile somebody to come to the Lord and say, hey, look, you've been here, you've tasted of him. He said, taste of me and see if I'm good, praise God. He said, ain't the whole book. Take it all. But some of them, you know, they start to read this book and they start to eat the word and it gets soured on their stomach and they can't hold it and they want to regurgitate and grow up. But that's because that they've not got all the sin in their life. You cannot mix oil and water together, praise God. You can't mix the blood of Jesus in with sin, praise God. It just ain't going to work. And so if you really would truly want the truth to live with God and walk with God, the one that made you, the one that created you, and the one that gave his only begotten son, and if you want to walk with Jesus and if you want to call him your brother, praise God, all you got to do is let go of the world, praise God. And when he touches your heart, you protect that love that he put in your heart, and there ain't no vault big enough to hold it, praise God. And otherwise, I'm talking about like if somebody tries to pick it out of your heart, there's no way they can do that. They can't pick the word of God out of your heart. Only you can allow that to happen, praise God. Only you can let that happen. But, you know, we've been recompensed. And we come short of the glory, but he recompensed us through Jesus Christ, praise God. That means we don't have to keep doing the things we're doing. If we do slide back just a little bit, we don't keep on sliding, praise God. You've got to have a stopping point, and when you do, you turn around, praise God, and get on your knees and thank the Lord Jesus Christ that he give you another chance to talk to him. And to let him put his arms around you. And we don't have to keep on fighting with one another. I mean, there's more fighting sometimes goes on in the church and they do the world. And God's not pleased with none of that. I've seen that happen a few times in my life since I've been serving the Lord. But you know what? Nobody wins the battle there. And it's when the arguments start, you know, somebody, you know, they get up and say, hey, let's lay hands on each other and pray for one another. But the one that gets it started don't want that. They don't want to repent. They don't want to turn it over to God. They'll get up and leave, praise God. But, you know, you can't run from your troubles. It's like if you start a fire somewhere in a broom sage field, and if it gets out of hand, well, you started it, so you need to put it out, praise God. And that's the way it is in Christ Jesus. And, you know, some people start stuff like that, and they'll depend on God for taking and building them out, you know. He said he will go with us, and he will help us. He is our creator. He is our maker. And he will help us, and he will help us in time of need. But, you know, sometimes he said, hey, faith without works is dead. Faith without works just don't get you nowhere. You got to put put works behind that faith, and I guarantee you about 80-90% of this world, church people does not ever put it to work. And you say, well, how do I put my faith to work? Well, stand on, if you need a miracle for healing, you stand on that, and you don't take no for an answer, and your doctors keep telling you it's no good, but you stand on that. You stand on the promise of God, and you stand on that, and you believe God, and I guarantee you that God will heal you in front of the doctors, praise God. But you got to test your faith. You got to stand up to it, and you got to stay the enemy and say, you cannot pull me down. You got no business with me. You cannot destroy me, so why even waste your time? But, you know, it don't take much to push somebody off the fuse, you know, sometimes. But really, you can get reconciliation, I guess I'm saying that right, with God. You don't have to keep on going. You don't have to come. Because I know for a fact what it's like to live in sin. And I don't know, and I didn't even know why I was living, praise God. I was miserable, but I didn't tell nobody. I was miserable, and I'd get drunk on the job and be drunk before I get home, praise God. But, you know, he's seen a purpose. I'd like to got killed a few times on account of that wrecking carts. But, you know, he had a plan for me. And I wondered sometimes, I would wonder, well, why did this happen? Why, you know, why come this didn't, you know, cause me the pain and agony? But, you know, it was, he's had a plan for me the whole time, and I didn't know it. But, see, I can only dodge him so much. Then one night, when he really touched my heart, praise God, I know that something had a hold on me. And I know then it was a feeling like I had never felt. I didn't get it out of drugs. I didn't get it out of booze. I didn't get it from the doctor's pain pills. And I couldn't get it out of everything. But I know that night when that touched my heart that I thought I was having, somebody said, oh, you having a heart attack. I said, no, I'm having a heart transplant, I reckon, because I don't feel the way I did. My heart feels different. And I feel like I had a new heart put in. And praise God, I felt like that. I was on cloud nine and nobody could pull me down. And I was on, and I was praising God, which nobody could stop me until the Lord wore off on me. And since then, you know, praise God, that I've been trying to help the Lord direct people to him. Because, you know, this is just not for me. It's not just for you, Brother Miles or Sister Betty. It's for the whole wide world. It was for everything.
Amen.
Everyone that's been born, praise God. You can't put it in a bottle and put a lid on it and say, hey, I want to save this faith for later, you know. That's not of God. You can't do God that way. And you know, you can say, I'm going to put this faith. I'm getting blessed right now. And I'll get back in my closet later. And that's what a lot of them does, praise God. And they'll get blessed, and they get abundance blessed. And then next thing you know, they'll say, hey, I ain't got time right now, Lord. I'll get back in my closet in a day or two. But, you know, all of a sudden, everything starts falling to pieces because you left one ingredient out. It's like making a cake. If you leave the egg out when you're making the cake, praise God, it ain't going to stand together. It ain't going to hold together. And you got to do like Jesus. You cannot leave him out of your life. Expect him to bless you, praise God. We got to hold on to that. We got to put all the ingredients. And most of all, we got to have the real blood, the true blood, the 100% blood of Jesus Christ. You can't water it down with new books or nothing else. You got to have the true blood of Jesus Christ, and there's nothing else we can do, praise God. And that's why a lot of these people are. They just want to want from God. And, you know, that's okay. He did say, ask me. Jesus said, ask anything of my Father in my name, and the Father will do it. But, you know, they take it out of content. They don't know when to stop asking. They don't know when to start giving to the Lord. Giving to the Lord. And so, how do you give to the Lord? Well, you go to church when it's open, praise God. You pay your tithes and offerings when you're supposed to, praise God. And you work off that, and you start with Jesus Christ. It is a cornerstone of this thing. You work off of Jesus Christ because he is the cornerstone. And you just stop, and if you don't know how to do this and how to do that, well, you just start reading at the front of the Bible or start reading in Matthew where Jesus was tempted. Jesus come to this world. We didn't have to go on the cross. He come to this world, praise God, to give us peace and make a new life for us. He come that the veil was ripped top to bottom, praise God, and it opened up a whole new thing. And the Holy Ghost come, praise God. He gave us a new start right then. And you know the disciples got up in the upper room, but some of the people didn't want to get up there, praise God. They said, oh, I know Jesus is real and I see him. But yet they were cheering him on when they crucified him. So which one did you want to do? You want to praise God? You want to praise Jesus? Or did you want to crucify him, praise God? You say, well, how do I crucify him? Well, you know, if you're possessing to be a child of King, a child of Jesus Christ, and you do other things other than his will, Well, you crucifying him and you putting him right back up on there. But praise God, like we read here, he will consolidate you and he will take you back. Just like the prodigal son, you know. But, you know, some people just won't want to do what they're supposed to be. And they just want to turn loose everything. And they don't want to do what. And most of all, it's just some of them's pride. That's all it is. My brother Ma was talking earlier. It's just pride. They don't want nobody to see them bending their knees. And they don't want to see nobody to see them crying when the Holy Ghost shakes them up. But, you know, I used to worry about that when I first got right. I was shy, and I was wondering about this and thought about it and that and thinks about me, and I'm thinking about me and everybody else. But, you know, it's just like God spoke to me in a small voice. He said, don't look at that. Don't look at that. He said, do what I tell you. And
Amen.
Praise God, I learned right then just to let that go on. I don't worry about that because he'll fight my battle like Brother Mom said earlier that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's got you back. So don't worry about it. Don't look back. Look forward. Look up to heaven from whence your help comes from. Keep holding on to that unchanging hand and he'll take you all the way. He'll come unto you, praise God, privately if he has to. And he'll put his arms around you. And if you ever knelt sometimes and you felt, you say, how did I know it's him? But if you feel somebody's arm around you, then it's light as a feather. And, you know, feel like your shoulders, the weights are coming off of it. Well, praise God, that's him. He's taking your burdens off your shoulder, praise God.
Yes,
and he's taking them to, and he's got an unseen hand that we can't see. But praise God, we can feel it if we want him to. It's whatever
yes.
we want, praise God. If we want to go to church and get a blessing, if we want to see a blessing, praise God, you go looking for that. If you go to church looking for a monkey, you'll probably find it. But, you know, I don't serve no monkeys. I don't serve nothing but Jesus Christ, and he's the one that I go looking for. So, hey, yeah, I don't have to get a blessing. But if my brother or sister one gets a blessing, I'm still happy all the same. Because that lets me know that Jesus Christ is still doing his job. He's still in the miracle business, praise God.
Yes,
and sometimes
is.
We got to wait. And we got to wait, and we got to wait till our turn, until the Lord, not our turn, but, you know, till he think, you know, we think it's time for us, but he may not think it. He say you got a little more work to do. You got a little bit more fasting to do or something. You got just a little bit more work to do. Then, you know, I will heal you. And then, you know, that's the way Daniel was. You know, he didn't know that God heard him, but he prayed three times a day. And the Lord told him, he said, I heard you the first time. But see, he didn't stop and think, and he didn't stop and wait on the Lord to answer him. He just prayed and prayed three times a day. But the Lord said, I hear you, Daniel. He said, I heard you the first time. Well, praise God, you know, when we say a prayer, let's leave it on the altar, praise God. If you saw somebody that's a sin and on drugs and alcoholic, don't condemn them. All you got to do is take them and put them on the altar for God. And when God touched their hearts like he did mine, they're going to know that, hey, nobody else can do that to them. And it was just like Saul when he knocked him off his horse. That light bright, you know, hey, but he punished him severely because he told him, he said, you're going to have to do my works that Stevenson didn't get to do. And that's how he punished Paul. Paul, you know, he was standing there when they crucified him and they stoned him to death. But, you know, when Paul come along, he thought he was a mighty big man like a lot of these men to do today, like a lot of them in churches got these, you know, high side seats that they sit in. And they got these men, people that follows them around. And the women's got other women following them around and get everything for them. And, you know, but That ain't with God. You know, God is a true, true friend of, and he said, I'll never leave you. I love you. And so if you're lost up there, and you don't got nowhere to go, and you don't got nobody to talk to, well, praise God, all you got to do is talk to Jesus, and him will reconcile you, and you'll be together. We are ambassadors in the Lord, but, you know, we got to hold on to that. We are ambassadors, so that tells me over there, that I just read it a while ago, that we are ambassadors. So the Queen of England over yonder ain't got nothing on us, praise God. The prince and princesses is over there fighting over everything, you know. But, you know, that's the way it is. That's why he said you come to the end of this world with nothing and you going out with nothing. And I don't want to have too much left over for somebody to be fighting over it. Yeah, I get that all done and squared away and everything else so people will know what I want. And most of all, most of the thing when I want is to go on to glory and wait on my family to come on, praise God. And I want to be there with the ones that's done well, praise God. And if I want to be there, and if I want to see that, and if I want to see the saints of old, and if I want to see my grandma, my grandpa, my daddy, and all of my sisters and my brother, you know, I've only got one thing to do, and that's make it to heaven, praise God. And I got to stay on the straight and narrow pathway and listen to God when he talks to me and directs me. And if I turn on the wrong road or something, I can, you know, just wait on him and say, whoa, that's turn around, child. And yes. I know what I have to do. I have to turn around, praise God. And when we turn around and get closer to Jesus Christ, so close, I'm talking about so close that he's riding with you in your vehicle. And, you know, he's so close to you that, he's so real close to you that, you know, sometimes I'm used to be driving down the road listening to my radio, and all of a sudden a gospel song would come on, and I never didn't like it. And all of a sudden my goosebumps would start raising up, my hair would go moving, and everything else. And then I just have to turn that radio off. But still, when I turned that radio off, that didn't stop there because there was someone still in the truck with me. And I didn't see nobody. I couldn't kick them out because I couldn't see them, praise God. And I just had to hurry up and get home. But like I say, when the time was right, and when he seemed fit for me to step in, for him to step into my life, you know, he did it. And praise God, but I want to thank the Lord for everything he's done. And but if we want to just get closer to Jesus, all we got to do, you know, and like Brother Miles talking about over there in Hebrews 11:1, he said, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. So if you want to see something, praise God, you ask God to show you something, and you don't hinder him, and don't keep taking it up, and you tell God to show you something. You say, God, I gotta see something. I want to see something, God. If you're God, you know, Lord, let me see something, and tell him what you want to see, and just wait upon him. You gotta use your faith, exercise your faith. And yes. Talk to him about it, praise God. And, you know, then that's what you got to do. And when the Lord takes care of the problem, and he will take care of everything, you know. I had a friend that he bought a house, and he had pine trees all around it, little old pine. Well, it's pretty good size, and he never did have time to cut them down. And he just said, Lord, one day he said, Lord, just help me out here, Lord. Help me get rid of these trees. Well, that's back in 93 when the blizzard come through here. And it blew down every one of them pine trees right up on his gas tank, out there. And he had a leak, so he liked to never got to where he could cut the gas off the tank. But, you know, hey, Lord helped him out. He brought them every one down. And that's what I told him. I said, you got to know what you want when you ask the Lord. Because it's your fault. He said, how's it my fault? I said, you didn't subscribe how you wanted him to take them down. So that storm come through, and it took every one of them. About 15 of them landed on top of his gas tank. And he said, well, I guess it's my fault, and I'll just have to start getting chainsaw. And I said, well, you want to get him to move him again? He said, no, I'll just do it myself this time. I got to do like Job. I got to do a little suffering here. But, you know, that's what you got to do sometimes. It ain't always a bed of roses with God, you know, but he said, I'll fight your battles. Like that song we sang, you know, he didn't promise a victory without fighting. He didn't promise all this other stuff. And he never did promise us that we would go through valleys, but he did say, I'll be with you. He didn't promise us that we didn't have to cross mountains, praise God. But he said, I'll be right there with you, praise God. And when you come to a mountain in your life, don't go around it, praise God. Rely on him and call on him. Hey, that's what he's there for. He's there for to protect us, praise God. If you go around any mountain and you cheat and you go around the mountain, well, guess what? That mountain's going to be bigger the next time you have to cross it. So, you know, we just well to cross it while it's a little hill instead of a big mountain, praise God. But, yeah, what we're talking about tonight, you know, reconciliation one to another and to Jesus Christ and unto God. And but, you know, there's many ways, there's other scriptures in here. That, you know, we could probably preach all week and all month on this here. But, you know, one thing is if you got to have faith in Jesus Christ, you got to trust him wholehearted because that's what he put in your heart, praise God, is like a brand new heart. And he didn't leave a scar when he put it in there, praise God. Give you a new heart. And that's just the way God is. He don't leave scars whenever he heals you, praise God, whenever he touches you, Lord God, and whenever he touches your heart and gives you new. He don't leave a scar when he does that. Why is that? Because he made us in his image, praise God. He praised us, and he made us in his image, and he knows what we need, and he knows the healing that we need. But, you know, sometimes he just wants to hear from us. Like I was talking about Daniel early. You know, he heard Daniel the first time, but Daniel still prayed, you know, and he didn't stop him because he wanted to hear from Daniel. You know, and that's the way it is. He wants to hear from us. That's like that song I sang sometime. Lord, I hope this day is good, you know. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood, but, you know, Lord, I hope this day is good. Anything to say, if you don't have to talk a big sermon, and you don't have to just get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for waking me up, praise God. You know, he'll be satisfied with that, and that way he knows that you're still thinking of him, and he's still thinking of us, praise God. And there's nothing too hard for God. In God, he said, I make a way where there's no way. He said, when one door shuts on you, I will open another. And I've seen that many a time. I would walk off of job because, like Brother Miles said, there'd be so much of drinking and cursing and storytelling and laughing going on inside the mill or wherever I was working. And I would ask, I needed a job. I worked. I had two kids to feed. But I would walk off the job, and I'd pray on the way home. And I get it many a times. I'd have to stop and get some gas or something, and somebody offered me a job, praise God. That's the way God works. You don't have to put up with that. You don't have to put up with none of that stuff. But you got to 100% trust in Jesus Christ, praise God.
Amen.
You trust in him, and he will show you if you allow him to. You got to allow him to work in your life. You can't do it by yourself. You can't no way. You just make a mockery of it. You just mess it up. So turn it over to Jesus Christ wherever you're at. You don't have to do something big, famous. You know, get in the closet, praise God. Just talk to the Lord. That's all he's waiting on. And you know, and he'll show you things. He will show you that he is the way maker, praise God. And he'll show you things to come, too, with dreams and visions. And the first time I had a vision, it scared me clumb to death, because I had never seen nothing like that before. But guess what? About a week later, it come true. So that tell me that, oh, I know now what a vision is. Praise God. And I had dreams. I've had dreams of how a torment is. People hollering and screaming and burning and screaming out and you know, they're just burning and they're burning in a fiery furnace and it never goes down, it never goes out. You could hear people hollering and screaming, praise God, and I thought, I don't want none of this, praise God. I don't want this, praise God. Then next night he showed me a vision of heaven, and he said, now, choose you this day. And I choose heaven, praise God. I don't want none of that fire stuff. I mean, that's the way the Lord showed it to me, but he may show it to someone else different. But it's to get your attention however he can and let you know that he is the way maker. It lets you know that he's got you under control. That gets let you know that he said, hey, look, I got a secret to tell you. I'm going to save you. I'm going to reconcile to take with you, and we're going to get close again, praise God. That's about all I got, Sister Betty, and I'll turn it over to you to say I love the Lord.
We thank you for coming on here, Billy, and doing what you can for the Lord. We appreciate it, and we're going to have Tim come around and sing a few more songs, and then we're going to get a few prayer requests going here.
Okay.
I thought I would sing this one since Brother James brought it up earlier. We got the fire. Give me your hand. Let's agree together. That all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And as the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Speak of the power. In the name of Jesus, we got the power. In the name of the Lord, no Satan rages. We cannot be defeated. We got the power. In the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle. With the Lord by our side, we got the power. In the name of Jesus, we got the power. In the name of the Lord, though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Those latest races. We cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name.
Jesus Christ is forever. So I want you to remember John David Gainey,
he's in prison. He's young and made a lot of mistakes. My grandson, Michael Porter, he's in a rehab facility having a problem with one of these drugs out here. You know what? I reckon they all today, it's just so much of it. They run to it, but it's one wrong dose to something today has got fentanyl in it and would be buried. So remember all these that's on the drugs and things. And I've had that problem in my life at one time, but the good Lord came and took all that away from me, never wanted it through. So he could do that for him, and I'm praying that he does, that he moves on these young people, not just my people, but everybody's that's hooked on that stuff or an alcoholic or whatever, because there's one, the Bible tells me plainly, who the Lord sets free, they're free indeed. They won't never want it again.
Amen.
They don't have to rehab nothing. He just changes your heart. Praise God, I am glad he does, because he done a work on me, and it's never been undone. Say, all Satan tempted me and tried me, but I've never wanted that mess again. But I have wanted more of Jesus, and I still do.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember the all these like at children's hospitals and St. Jude's, and what little kids with cancer, and all the people that suffering from these diseases like cancer and leukemia and diabetes so bad and all that, to pray for them and lift them up. And remember all the churches, especially little country churches, they're getting where they just got a handful coming, a lot of them. But the ones that's coming, they're serious about something. They're wanting something from God. They want to live in the promises of God. And just lift them up. That they just keep looking ahead, because if you keep looking in the same place, there's Jesus. And just keep going toward him. And just remember all the ones, the hospitals, nursing homes, and the prisons and jails, you know, they can be set free and still live behind bars, because he'll free your heart.
Amen. Yeah.
And that's all I got tonight, Sister Betty.
Okay. We'll read some more off here. We've got Dora that's in the hospital, that's been in the hospital for some time now, and she needs a miracle in her body. Remember her husband, Jay. Remember Jeff Davis is the pastor's nephew. He needs a miracle in his body. He needs salvation. And remember Vicki and Mark, they need healing in their bodies. Remember all the people in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the prisons. Remember the two babies that need miracles and their parents. And remember Brenda Carden, she said she needs healing. Brother Tim Hall says that he needs prayer for him and his wife, for their health and for their finances. Remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily in Barnell Full Gospel, and Willie's family in Mexico, ones that need to be saved and healed. And remember my sister Eloise and her husband Harold. Remember my brother Larry that could use some prayers. And remember Tim's two aunts, Glenda and Wanda, that need healing in their bodies. Remember baby Finley. He has a bad fever. That's my great-great nephew. And they've taken him to Brooklyn to the urgent care, so just remember him and his family. He's had the fever for a few days now. Let's remember Bonnie's eyes and Brother Billy. And remember Blackie, and pray that God will touch him and heal him. And William that's in ICU, pray for William's salvation. And Brother Barney that's had a heart attack and stroke, let's remember him. Remember Willa Dean for strength and healing. And at the AFib stop, let's remember all of our kids and all of our families that need salvation. And we need to lift up each other's families and pray for them, that God will get a hold of them and save them and touch them. And let's remember all the preachers and all the churches that are really trying to do something for the Lord.
Amen.
And let's remember Shoal Creek, Full Gospel Tabernacle, and remember God's House and Brother Ron and his congregation. And remember all the people out there on Facebook, the ones that have needs can put their prayer requests, if you haven't already done so, in the comments, and we'll pray over them. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Miles, go ahead and lead us in prayer.
Father God, as we come before the mighty throne of the Savior, ask God
you
to remove all the requests that have been brought to you today.
God, lift you up, Lord,
that you reach and touch the lost tonight, God. And don't let them leave the world in lost and undone condition.
Prayer requests. All the people out there,
move on them,
Lord,
Facebook, the Lord
needs,
don't let them risk, don't give them
financial,
what surrender to
God.
Dear God, ask you that you'd move on these two little babies, God. I know there's more in this world. Ask you for them,
if they're not saved, God, move on
them. And on their families, and give them peace. Let them start growing in and make them a real child of God, a light over this world, Father. Lord, ask you right now to move on all these people, God, in the nursing hospitals, God, to work in these hospitals.
So keep the Lord, that Christian really is supposed to be his mind.
We are scared to laugh about little things,
and
God, when we got so many big things we need to be praying for. God, help
God
us all to be stronger
COVID
and be better witnesses for you. To really
be
able to come back
to
the
crowd
that we were born to be, Father. If God
you
can answer this need, we're touching
Lord,
the hearts and minds of everyone. So somebody's watching them. Somebody's looking at them to find
the name of Jesus.
That God,
God
just touched
you. God, finances for the
able
to abundantly
God, to move on his wife
according to the
eyes, God. Lord, I know what it's like to be blind. And I ask you to
make
move her eyes and help her. Give her vision,
God.
Everybody else may say it
moves
good, but I know it doesn't. God, ask you to move the blood willing, living, Lord. His people
even
meant to go across the church. God,
God,
church
you have
been trying to do all to lead people in the right way, bringing the word of God, or trying to tell them that there is a better way, there is a brighter future, a greater hope than anything in this world. And he's amazing to
call
upon him. He said, I will no man cast out anyone that comes up to me.
And glory to God.
That there is something there for us. We have a human face. Right now, the Father God, that this world, lost and undone, Jesus could settle it
all.
Father, I ask you to bring them to
the
Lord,
Lord,
to move on this thing, the elders,
Lord,
all these Lord crying out right now, that don't know what to do with
them.
They've lost their hope. God, I ask
the
Lord tonight, move on this thing,
Lord.
Him and his wife, God. The Lord, I ask you to slay these souls, God. To work with the miracle, Father God, that comes from faith, that miracle that comes by believing and trusting in
God.
God.
The
Lord,
all the ones on drugs
God,
and alcohol, God, praying,
that we ask
to
them to manage, if we're going to die, God,
Lord,
ask for freedom, the chains being broken,
thank
Lord, the
Jesus.
Yokes are taken off of them, tend to me and tend to others
thank
all around this world that are hooked into drugs and
thank
alcohol.
You.
And the things of this world is bound them up. God, I ask you to set them truly free. Because the Bible says, who the Lord set free, they're free indeed. God, free
thank
them from the drugs. Free them from the alcohol.
And the
temptations of this
God
world. That we can live in true holiness and peace with God.
Jeff,
and knowing
get a
that our name is written in hell. Father God, we ask you to move and save the ones
Jesus
that we pray for tonight. And save the ones we don't even know their
Jesus
name. But God, we
Jesus
love their souls. Just like
Jesus
we do. God, I ask you to save them. Save our nation. Touch our leaders, God. That they would start leading us in a right way. A way that would be pleasing unto our Father God. Lord, we praise you, thank you, and give you all the
thank
praise
you
and glory for these For, Lord, we haven't seen them yet, but they are the substance of what we hope for. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Yes,
amen. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. We're out of time, and we've already gone off the air, so we're going to say good night. We love everybody. Tune in next week, next Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA time. And we'll see you next week, and God bless. Tell everybody about the broadcast. Share it out and like it if you don't mind. God bless. We love everybody.
God bless. Love all of you.
Good night. Uh-huh. Love everybody.